Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today, I'm going to talk about something that I'm so passionate about, which is children and teens and that adolescent journey. I absolutely adore being a mom. I have always known I was going to be a mom from the time I was a small child. I joke and say that I was born with a baby on my hip because as a kid, I was constantly taking care of little babies and children, and I was actually born an aunt already. I have a nephew who's 3 months older than me, and we were in the same kindergarten class. So I have been surrounded by children my whole life. And I often get asked this question by parents: how can I help my child? This is such a common one. How can we support our children? How can we help our children out of a challenging phase? And so I want to dive into this today because it really comes down to this one sentence. So I'm going to say it and I want you to really like absorb this. Okay. Your children feel the energy that you are offering them. Okay. Your children feel the energy that you are offering them. Now, you might be like, what are you talking about, lady? Okay. Here's the thing. The best way that you can ultimately help your child is, first of all, you have to change yourself. You have to heal you and up-level you. By up-leveling, I do not mean make more money. Okay. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, you have to heal the way you feel about you. You can't walk around with your own gnarly thoughts in your mind, thinking about yourself, of all the wrong turns you've done, and feeling insecure or unworthy of love, and expect your child to feel worthy of love, and expect your child to be confident and know who they are and know their worth if you, mama or daddy, have not walked the walk yourself and gotten into that place where you know who you are. The only way your children at this point, if they're young still, can know their truth and have a very happy, healthy foundation is if you do, if you get to that place, because you're the umbrella. So I mean by that, healing yourself, changing yourself, is by you not only knowing your own worth, but also, you know your passion, know your purpose, and live that. Have the guts and the courage to go after making a living doing what you love instead of getting up and going through the humdrum motions of doing something you don't like or feeling like you're just existing in life. Live in peace, joy, and love. If you're in a space of angst and worry, and even if you're worrying about them, you are not modeling to them the best example. If you are constantly worried about your child, I used to do this. I'm speaking from experience because this was a real battle for me. I had so much anxiety, and I had anxiety as a child. And as I got older, that anxiety just got worse and worse and worse until I became a mom. And oh boy, did it come with a vengeance. And so really starting to figure out how to find my own peace and calm myself down and how to live in truth, knowing that everything's okay and that everything's temporary and there's really nothing to worry about. Nothing. And you might go, what are you talking about? There's so much to worry about. No, there's not. Because your worrying is not going to do any good. But also creating a beautiful, honoring, healthy relationship, like modeling in a healthy, intimate relationship for them, whether you're married or you are in a partnership, modeling that for them where two people come together and they can respect each other and have a relationship that is full of delight and joy and affection. What a beautiful gift that is for your child. That is how you help your child, is first you have to have that foundation for yourself. And it is a very symbiotic relationship. As you start to heal, they will start to flourish. It has everything to do with it. So if you have small children at home, or even teenagers at home, especially if they're in your physical space, the first answer is how you help your children is first you have to go within and do the work yourself. So when people come to me and they want to coach, they want me to coach their child and they haven't gone on the journey themselves, I'm always like, wait a second, get back here. Let's talk about you. Because I realized with me, I was trying to do that. I was trying to focus so much on my kids and have my kids have this fabulous life and support them and tell them how great they were. But I hadn't done that for myself yet. And so your kids can see through that. They can feel it. And they know that you're full of it if you're trying to fake it. And this isn't anything conscious. This is all energetic, and energy is everything. And they can feel that. And so us giving our children that foundation of who they are and knowing how to support them. Well, when I said your children feel the energy that you are offering them, they feel it from right out the gate. If you're a mom and you carried these children in your womb, then from the moment they were in your womb, you were offering them energy. Okay. Now, as a father, you were still around. And then as soon as the baby was born, or whether you adopted or any way that you got children, you started giving them your energy as soon as you came into their life. And so offering them that energy is such a real thing. Okay. Now, what does that mean? Well, think about this. Okay. There's many times, and I'm going to tell you some things that might like kind of get your heart for a moment. And it's okay, because we can either choose to put our head in the sand and not know these things, even if they're hard, or we can face it and go, okay, good. At least now I know. And now I can do something about it, because really knowledge is power. And once you know the connection here and how important the energy is that you're offering them, then you can do something about it. So think of how many moms get pregnant, and based on the circumstances in their life, they're wishing they weren't pregnant. Okay. This happens to a lot of moms, and this has happened to me based on the circumstances I was going through. And I remember hearing this for the first time, that your child is bathing in your energy. They're bathing in your emotions. They're hearing your thoughts and feelings, and they're in there with you as they're in your womb. And I remember hearing that for the first time and just having so much guilt, feeling like, oh my gosh, that's really hard for me to hear because of where I was at in a certain pregnancy that I had with one of my children. And that's okay though. It's okay if you had a pregnancy where you were in maybe a not good space, because you can heal things. You can heal the energy. But if you don't know, if you're in ignorance, you can't heal it. You can't do anything about it. So right out the gate, from the time your baby is in the womb or your baby is born, then the entire surroundings of this child, you are contributing to what you're offering them. So even if you're a father, you're still offering them a lot of energy, because what you are thinking and your story about that child is you're offering that to them, and you're telling them really who they are at a very small age, or from the very, very beginning. I was at the store the other day, and I heard a father saying to his little girl, "What if I leave you here?" And she was kind of acting out, right? And I was just walking past, and I overheard him because he was being very loud and she started to cry. And she goes, "No, I don't want you to leave me here." And he goes, "Well, I think I'm going to. I think I'm going to leave you here at the store." And I was thinking about, oh, if this father knew what he's saying to his child, because children, they're taking everything at face value when their subconscious mind is still being formed. She's not thinking, this little girl, this 4-year-old girl is not thinking, well, maybe he's not serious. He would never leave me, or he's just upset. She's not thinking in those terms. She's thinking literal terms of, oh my gosh, what if he really leaves me? And so the fear that this father was implanting in his daughter, I was like, oh man, I wish he understood what he's saying to her. Because there's so many times that parents say things to children, and of course they don't mean it, but the child doesn't know that they don't mean it. And so they are planting seeds of doubt, of fear, of unworthiness in such massive ways in those moments, and they don't realize it. And I'm not telling you these things to feel guilty, because I have said things before to my children that weren't great. And looking back on it, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, if I would have known, then things would have been different. But it's not about being perfect. And I'm really grateful that I realized these things now, because that is where all of your power lies. So when you take a misstep, when you lose your cool, or you get upset, or you have a moment, take a deep breath, calm down, and say you're sorry, or say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that, and I would never leave you. I love you so much. Or, do whatever you can to course correct that and explain, I just lost my cool for a minute, or whatever it is that you need to do to make that situation right. Then just course correct and realize you are the umbrella for your children. So the things that you say to them and you say about them have a big effect on them. So if you see them doing something that is concerning for you, then you can use that reverse psychology and start to tell them a new story about who they are. So, for example, if you see a child, let's say you see them being very dishonest. Instead of implanting within them, "You're so dishonest, you're a liar, you tell lies all the time," and you want to blow that up because you're concerned about their lying, right? Try something else. Try to start to tell them, not in the moment when they lie, okay? But in other times, like let's say you ask them something and they're telling you a truth that you believe to be true, then blow that moment up for them and say, "Wow, I love how honest you are. You're such a good, honest person." And start to tell them about how you appreciate, even when they tell you something that maybe was hard for them to tell you. And you appreciate how they have courage and they're willing to show up with truth and honesty. And you start to tell them that, and then watch them blow that up, and that start to show up more for them, right? And more in your experience. Because we really, really tell our kids who they are. And many times we are telling them things that we don't want to blow up and see show up more. So I'm not telling you to be inauthentic with them. I'm just saying, if you want to shift something, then use that reverse psychology and start to tell them who they are, but make sure it's what you want to show up. Also realize that, if you have a really, really anxious child, then you got to be willing to look at yourself. Who are the people that are the umbrellas in the home? So maybe it's your spouse that's more anxious, or maybe it's you, but you are somehow giving that child that pool to breed anxiousness, breed anxiety, or maybe they're really sad or they're depressed. How are they depressed? Why? What's going on in their life? And so, with the example of anxiety, maybe you don't realize it, but maybe you're having conversations about things happening out in the world of, things that are scary happening in the world, or maybe you've got the news on and the news is flooding into the home and your child is absorbing it. And remember, your child believes in literal sense. And so if your child is listening to, you know, a possibility of something happening that the news is talking or people in politics are talking about, or they're going on about their opinion of what's going to happen in the world, then your child can truly believe that is something that is a very, very real thing. I remember as a child, I had so much anxiety, and I lived in Missouri. And in Missouri, we often had tornado watches and tornado drills. And I was so scared that there was going to be a tornado. And all the years I lived there, I was never in a tornado. I mean, was it a possibility? Sure. But in my mind as a child, I think about all of the days and weeks, months, I don't know how much time I ended up, if you were to put it all together, how much time did I actually worry about being in a tornado? And there was never a tornado. There was, it was something that, yes, there was a chance, but it was something that I didn't really, really need to sit and shake and shiver over, because it never even ended up happening my whole childhood. But I remembered I had watched Wizard of Oz, and that was super scary to think of that tornado. And then we would have these different tornado drills and tornado watches and warnings, and we'd have to go into our basement several times as a child. And it was really scary, really scary. So me looking back on that, thinking in my mind, did I even tell my parents that I was so scared about that? Because I don't remember it ever being explained to me. So there's a lot of irrational things that children worry about. And there's a lot of irrational things that adults worry about. And they really are the umbrella for their children. So the most important thing that you can do is create a fabulous life. And that will ripple out and affect your child in such a grand way. And that is the most important thing for all of us to do. So keep yourself calm, live a fabulous life, remember your greatness, and then share that with your children. And remember that when you're saying things to them, you are telling them who they are. But here's another thing, and this is what I want to end with. It's not just what you're saying out loud. It's also what you're saying in your mind. So you might just say positive things to your children out loud, but then in your mind, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so worried about them. Or maybe you're criticizing them in your mind. Try to shift that. Try to give them energetically all of that energy that you are offering to them, they are picking up on. So make sure it's what you really want. Okay. Much love. Have a fabulous week and enjoy your children, because they are a blessing, and what a grand opportunity it is to be a parent. Okay. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.